Hey, I want to tell you about something new from Renewed Mindsets. If you'll look in the app that you're listening to the show on, if you'll look in the show notes right at the top, you'll see a blue link that says text the show. If you click on that, it'll automatically link my show to your text messaging on your telephone. You can send me a text anytime you want. You can let me know what's going on in your life, prayer requests. You can ask me a question. You can tell me I'm stupid. It's awesome. And please don't tell me I'm stupid. I love you. See ya. So I'm assuming, if you're listening to this podcast, the bonus episode, that you listen to Wednesday's episode, Sign of the End Times, Prophecy, Israel, and Our Renewed Faith. So I'm going to assume you were either a Christian before you listened to that episode, or you are a Christian now because of that episode. Now what? Well, I'm going to tell you. One of the women at our church actually posted this in a Facebook group about some insight she got from reading the book of Colossians. Ashton, it was excellent. So I've been reflecting on what it truly means to have a new life in Christ and what it means to be a Christian. Now, while these concepts may be familiar to many of us, it's always beneficial to have reminders of the fundamental principles that guide our faith journey. So here's some insights that I've gathered from my reflections so far. Firstly, we're called to let the way we live our lives bring honor to Christ, to please Him. Now, this entails living a life that's aligned with the teachings and example of Jesus. It means seeking to produce good fruit in our actions and in our relationships with others. Now, this requires constant self-reflection and a dedication to making choices that are in line with our faith. Now, in addition to that, we're called to be active participants in spreading the wisdom that we receive from Christ. We're not meant to keep it to ourselves, but rather we're meant to share it with others through teachings and warnings even. Now, this implies that our commitment to Christ is not just a personal one, but it also includes a responsibility to nurture the faith of others, to help them grow in their understanding and their relationship with God. Now, on top of that, we're encouraged to have complete confidence in God's mysterious plan. Yeah, and to be united in love with fellow believers. Now, this means that even when we can't fully comprehend or understand God's ways, that we trust in His divine wisdom and surrender control to Him. We're called to foster a sense of deep unity with other believers, loving and supporting one another through the highs and lows of their faith journey, through our faith journey. That's a big, long way of saying you need to find a good church. But it's important to note that being a Christian also requires discernment and a resistance against deception. We're warned against being easily swayed by false teachings or misleading doctrines. Instead, we're called to have deep roots in Christ, firmly grounding ourselves in His truths and His teachings. And this calls for a commitment to study God's Word, seeking His wisdom from the Holy Spirit by reading the Bible. And additionally, we're called to rid ourselves of impurities and to put our new nature in Christ ahead of our earthly bodies. Now, this involves a continuous process of self-examination, of repentance, acknowledging our sins and striving to live in accordance with the values and principles of our faith. We are called to be holy. It's a call to be transformed from our old selves into a new creation in Christ. Now, we're reminded to cultivate several virtues in our lives. We're called to be tender-hearted and kind and humble and gentle and patient and willing to forgive. And these qualities reflect the character of Christ and are essential in nurturing healthy relationships and fostering a loving community. And they require us to be selfless and understanding and making allowances for one another's faults and shortcomings. Now, as we sit back and look at these teachings, it's crucial for each of us to honestly assess ourselves and honestly assess our growth in these areas. Now, this self-evaluation allows us to identify areas where we may be falling short, and it provides an opportunity for personal growth and maturity in the faith. And we can take comfort in knowing that God is faithful, and He'll guide us on the right path if we seek Him with a sincere heart. I encourage you to read the book of Colossians. It provides us with a powerful reminder of what it truly means to have a new life in Christ and what it means to be a Christian. We need to take these teachings to heart and strive to live in a way that honors Christ, a way that produces good fruit, in a way that fosters unity among believers. And I pray that we rid ourselves of impurities and that we imitate Christ in our character and be willing to forgive and make allowances for one another through honest self-assessment and a commitment to growing in our faith. And then we can continue to mature and deepen our relationship with our Savior. I want to thank you for tuning in to today's bonus episode. If you found this discussion helpful and want to dive deeper into ways you can renew your mind, be sure to visit our website at renewedmindsets.com. You'll find more resources, tips, and inspiration to help you on your journey. And if you enjoyed this episode, please spread the word. Tell a friend or share it on your social media. Together, we can help more people transform their minds and lives. See you next time.
The executive producer of Renewed Mindsets is Yelena McClellan. We have two openings for other producers. Visit us at buymeacoffee.com/renewedmindsets for more information.